Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. We started recording and we are going to talk about the name of Allah. The names of Allah are Rahman, Ar-Rahim. So the names of Allah what? Ar-Rahman, Ar-Rahim. Okay. Rahman and Rahim. What is the root for the words Rahman and Rahim? The word, the root is Rahima. The root is Rahima. And what is the meaning of Rahima? The meaning of Rahima is to show mercy or to give mercy. So that's the meaning of Rahima. Okay? We have, from the verb Rahima, we have five names coming out for Allah. Out of the verb Rahima. So we have Rahman, and we have Rahim, and we have Dhul Rahma, Dhul Rahma, and then we have Arhamur Rahimin, and we have Khairur Rahimin. These are the five names that comes from the verb Rahma. So Allah wants to emphasize that He is Rahma. And whatever He does, Rahma. And whatever He provides is Rahma. This is Rahma. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants to be characterized by Rahma. So putting five derived names from Rahma shows that Allah wants everybody to know that He is characterized by Rahma. And Rahma is emphasized. And Rahma is Allah. And Allah is what Allah does. And the nature of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala also has to do with the Rahma. So, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make rules and then follow them. You know that? Allah has rules and He follows rules. You know that? What? Think about the rule that Allah made and He's following it. The first rule is that Allah prohibited injustice on Himself. So that's the first rule. He said, I wrote on myself in the book that I am not going to do injustice. Okay, so that's a rule. Can you think of another rule? Exactly, that He's not going to do anything that conflicts with His names or His nature. That's right. What else? You're thinking in the right direction. So what else? Huh? Are you usually 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7?
No.
Do,
no.
Three missing. Okay. Samia? Samia and Han. And who else?
Rida.
Okay. And one guy here. Okay. So basically, Allah, one of the rules that Allah also made and wrote in a book, that nobody will die and come back to life. If someone dies, that's it. No coming back. That's among the rules that Allah wrote in Himself. So Allah makes rules and then He promises to obey these rules to us. So Allah says, these are my rules and I'm going to abide by them. Whatever promises I made, they are going to come true. Okay? So Allah's not going to change His mind or something like that. Whatever rules He does for Himself. Now, who make rules for Allah?
Nobody.
Allah makes His own rules. That's right. And then He promises, He tells us about these rules and then He promises us that He's going to follow these rules. Among the rules that says Allah prohibited injustice on Himself. Rahma, the concept of Rahma, which is concept of mercy, came in 500 times in the Quran. Do you believe it? 500 times in the Quran, Allah is characterized Himself with Rahma. So Allah wants you to know rahma, rahma, rahma. 500 times when you read the Quran, you find that Allah is doing something, or Allah is something related to rahma. So we need to understand that and love Allah, because you know there is no one has mercy, okay, other than Allah. Our mercy are like limited. You know, if a human shows mercy, there's so much mercy that this human can show. But when Allah shows mercy, there is a humongous, infinite amount of mercy. The size of Allah's mercy is infinite. And this is why He emphasized it in the Quran 500 times. And then another rule that Allah made to Himself, the third rule that we said, how many rules? One, no injustice. Two,
nothing that contradicts His nature.
His nature. Three,
anything that dies will not come back to life.
Okay. And then rule number four, you have it, or you want to still?
No, oh. We stopped that.
Okay. Rule number four is that Allah says, my mercy prevails over my anger. So Allah, His mercy prevails over His anger. So if somebody is eligible to both, like good deeds and bad deeds, then Allah, His mercy prevails over His anger. And this person gets the rahmah of Allah. By the way, cursing means exclusion from the rahmah of Allah. That's the meaning of cursing. So when I said, when I curse somebody, I'm saying, you are deprived from the rahmah of Allah. Now, this is not right, because who are we to say to somebody that you're deprived from the rahmah of Allah? But whatever we're saying is basically we're saying we are appealing to Allah to curse a person. And Allah says, either one of the ones who curses or being cursed, one of them will get the curse. So if the one making the curse is the bad guy, he gets the curse. But if the one is making the curse is a good guy, then the enemy gets the curse. Because yes, Allah curses in the Quran the bad guys. Okay? The Prophet ﷺ did not curse them, but Allah cursed in the Quran the bad guys. Cursing means no mercy. That's it. You're done. No mercy. And imagine, what would you do so that Allah, the Rahim, the one who is with rahmah, the one who has an infinite rahmah, to punish you, you gotta be really, really a terrible guy. You know? Really, if you don't get the rahmah of Allah, or you get the punishment of Allah, it means that you're really terrible. Really terrible, because if the Rahman, Rahim, the Rahmah, if he is going to punish you, it means that you're really terrible, right? In the hadith, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is saying, Allah divided His Rahmah into 100 pieces. Allah divided His Rahmah into 100 pieces. He gave 1%, which is one piece, to us, and then He kept 99 pieces to Himself. So what are the acts of rahmah that belongs to the 1%? I'll give you one. The rahmah of the mother to her baby. So that's one. Two, the rahmah between husband and wife. The rahmah. Allah said, we make among us between the husband and wife wit, which is love, and rahmah.
Sister and brother?
Yes, rahmah to your relatives and your sister, siblings.
Huh? Like your friends.
Rahmah to your friends. Right. That's right. Huh? Can you think of any other form of rahmah? If the animals have rahmah, do you believe that the animals have rahmah? Look at the baby of an animal. Look how the mother is concerned about her baby, and she wants to save her baby, even if she has to sacrifice herself. So this is rahmah. This is rahmah. This is rahmah. So all these rahmas, when they add up to 1%. And the remaining 99% or 99 pieces, Allah kept to Himself for the day of judgment.
Okay?
Allah kept to himself for the day of judgment. In the hadith, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, if the bad guys, or if the kuffar, if the ones, if the non-believers know how much mercy, if they know how much mercy they get from Allah, how much mercy Allah has, that they will have a hope to go to Jannah. You know, shaitan and the bad guys, when they examine and see how much is the rahmah of Allah, they have hope to go to Jannah. But would they go to Jannah? No. But they will have hope to go to Jannah when they see how much rahmah Allah is giving in the day of judgment. How much rahmah Allah is giving to His creation. They get to say, maybe we get into rahmah of Allah, but unfortunately they are excluded from the rahmah of Allah because of the crimes and the terrible things they have done. So they are excluded from the rahmah of Allah. In the hadith, a woman that Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam saw, and his companions, they saw a woman. She was looking for her baby. Her baby was lost. So she was looking for her baby like crazy. And she's calling left and right, and looking here and looking there. Where is my son? Have you seen my son? Where is my son? And then finally she found her son. So she hugged him so much. Very tight, warm hug. And then she started breastfeeding him. So the Prophet ﷺ then says, do you think this woman will ever throw her son to hell fire? Everybody said, no. Can't believe that. It's unbelievable that she's going to throw her son to hell. Then he said, Allah has more mercy than this woman has for her child. So that woman, mercy, Allah has more mercy than to us than this woman to her child. So Allah does not punish in hell except the really terrible guys, the ones who sit there forever are the terrible guys. Terrible guys. The good guys that have mix of good and bad, Allah knows, most likely they are going to be punished first before the rahmah of Allah, before they get the rahmah of Allah. Allah called the Prophet Rahmah. Why the Prophet is Rahmah? Prophet Muhammad is Rahmah. Why is he Rahmah?
Because he was unforgiving.
Yes. And also he gets people, he's one of the reasons people get out of hell and go to Jannah. You understand? So he saves a lot of people from hell. So he's Rahmah. Because a lot of people are saved from the hellfire because of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So that is rahmah, mercy. Just imagine we will be believers of superstitious. We will have superstitious beliefs. You know superstitious beliefs? Like believing that Allah is like a monster, or believing in Allah that a statue, or believing in all of this crap that we all know about. This is superstitious belief. Islam protected us. Islam protected us. Islam is designed, we're born innocent. Islam is designed to keep us innocent until the end. So we meet Allah innocent. Okay? So if you're born innocent, Islam and follow Islam, you will stay innocent until you die. Then you are dying as an innocent person and go to Jannah. But if you screw up in the middle and go away from Islam, then your innocence is ruined. To maintain your innocence again, you have to repent. And keep this way, making sins and repent, until you meet Allah. So you meet Allah with almost innocent. And have a lot of credit because you have been repenting from all these mistakes. Okay. Allah also called the Quran to be Rahmah. Why the Quran is Rahmah? Because he qualifies people to the rahmah of Allah. Why the Prophet is rahmah? Because it qualifies people to the mercy of Allah. Why Quran is rahmah? Because it qualifies people to the mercy of Allah. It's a source of mercy. It gives you mercy. It saves yourself from hell. It saves you from hell and gives you Jannah. This is what rahmah is. This is why the Quran is rahmah and the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam al-Qur'an rahmah. When they ever introduce Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, they always say mercy to mankind. You know, they say Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, mercy to mankind, because that is the characteristics of Prophet Muhammad, is that he saves people from hell and get people to qualify for the mercy of Allah. If you qualify for the mercy of Allah, then the mercy of Allah will take you to Jannah. Do we ever qualify for Jannah? Ever? No one would qualify for Jannah on his own or her own. So, your deeds, it doesn't matter how much they are and how wonderful your deeds are and how righteous you are, this does not qualify you for Jannah. This qualifies you for the mercy of Allah. And the mercy of Allah will take you where? To Jannah. But nobody qualifies for Jannah at all. Do we know the hadith? Do we know the hadith that a man who's worshipped Allah all his life, and then he died and he met Allah. So Allah says to the angels, take this person, let's call him X person. Take this X person to Jannah because of my mercy, because of my rahmah. So the guy said, Ya Allah, how? I did a lot of good deeds. I should be going to Jannah because of my good deeds. So Allah said, okay, fine. Bring the scales of justice. So the scales of justice come. And then Allah would put that guy, the deeds of this guy, all good deeds, Allah put it on one side. And then put the favor of having eyes on the other side. Guess which one prevailed? The favor of having eyes. Then put the favor of having ears. Then the favor of having, the favor of having mind, brain. The favor of all these favors, every one of them prevailed over his good deeds. So Allah said, my angels, take this X person to hellfire because of his deeds. Because his deeds don't qualify him to Jannah. So he started crying. He said, Ya Allah, please. Please, no. I want Jannah with your mercy. Because of your mercy. So Allah says, take my slave, which is X person, take my slave to Jannah because of my mercy. So the manifestation of the mercy of Allah is Jannah. So the Prophet and the Quran, okay? The Prophet is mercy, Quran is mercy. They qualify you for the mercy of Allah that will take you to Jannah because of his mercy. The manifestation of the mercy of Allah is Jannah. So, okay, now let's talk about Ar-Rahman. The name Ar-Rahman. The name Ar-Rahman. Ar-Rahman is mentioned, the name Ar-Rahman is mentioned in how many times? 57 times of the Quran. 57 times. Okay? So how many times? 57 times. Six of them, okay, Rahman, the name Rahman is combined with another name, which is Ar-Rahman, Ar-Rahim. Ar-Rahman, Ar-Rahim. Okay? In the remaining ayat, Allah mentioned Rahman with it by itself, without combining it with another name. You know, Allah always uses combinations at the end of the ayah. Al-Aziz al-Rahim, Al-Qawiyy al-Aziz, Al-Aziz al-Hakim, all these combinations, Ar-Rahman al-Rahim. Most of the names of Allah come combined like that. Most of the names of Allah come combined like that. Okay? But Ar-Rahman was mentioned all by itself. Why? Because the Rahman is the nature of Allah. Okay. The verb the name, the noun Rahman, the noun Ar-Rahman, is coming from the verb Rahima plus Alif Noon. So Rahima plus Alif Noon will give you Rahman, which is the strongest noun that could be derived from a verb. The strongest noun that can be derived from a verb is Ar-Rahman. By adding Alif Noon to the end of the verb, you get the strongest form of doing this verb, which is Ar-Rahman. Ar-Rahman is not an action of Allah. Ar-Rahman is a nature of Allah. So Allah's nature is Ar-Rahman. That's who He is. He is Ar-Rahman. That's His nature. He's not only doing Rahman. He is Rahman. And because He's Rahman, He's doing Rahmah. Actions. So in the names of Allah, we always have the names that shows the nature of Allah, and then the names that shows the actions of Allah. So Rahman, it shows the nature of Allah. Rahman shows the nature of Allah. Then Rahim shows the actions of Allah. Got it? Why Allah's Rahim? Because He is Rahman. Because He's Rahman, so He's doing His action are Rahim actions. So there are the remaining 56, 51. So 57 minus 6 is 51. Ar-Rahman is mentioned in the Quran by itself, not combined with any other name. Just Ar-Rahman. Ar-Rahmanu ala al-arshi istawa. Ar-Rahman allama al-Quran. Who knows Surah Ar-Rahman? Ar-Rahman allama al-Quran. Khalaqa al-insan. So Ar-Rahman was mentioned by itself. In 51 locations of the Quran, is mentioned by itself. And 6 locations of the Quran is mentioned combined with Ar-Rahim. Combined with Ar-Rahim, which is Ar-Rahman Ar-Rahim. Narrated that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, the best names that Allah loves are Abdullah and Abdurrahman. These are the favorite names of Allah. Why? Abdullah, Abdurrahman. Because what is the primary name of Allah? The name that is, you know, the title name. You know what I'm saying? That's the best name and most important name and most used the name in the whole Quran is Allah. Allah. So Allah is saying, these two names, Allah and the Rahman, they are the primary names. Rahman and Allah. Now, that's why Allah loves the names Abdullah and the name Abdurrahman. That's His favorite. Because of this Allah and the Rahman. Allah also says that all other names are contained by the names of Ar-Rahman. So Ar-Rahman contains all other names. So Allah is saying, قُلْ ادْعُوا اللَّهَ وَادْعُوا الرَّحْمَنَ. So Allah says, you either pray to Allah using His name Allah, or pray to Allah using the name Ar-Rahman. Any other name falls back to these names, Allah and Ar-Rahman. So you say, Allah is Rahman. Allah is Rahman. You can say that. Allah is Rahman. Okay, if you say Allah is Rahim, it's like derived it from Rahman. So Rahman and Allah are two primary names for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now, about Ar-Rahim, you know how many times Ar-Rahim is mentioned in the Quran? 114 times. 114 times Allah mentioned Ar-Rahman in the Quran, Ar-Rahim in the Quran. So, Ar-Rahim, is it the nature of Allah or an action of Allah? Huh? Ar-Rahim, is the nature of Allah or the action of Allah? Action of Allah. So, what is the nature of Allah?
Ar-Rahman.
Ar-Rahman, exactly. Ar-Rahman. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala uses Ar-Rahman, Ar-Rahim, combined with either Ar-Rahman or Al-Aziz. Or, so Allah is saying, الغفور الرحيم العزيز الرحيم. الغفور الرحيم العزيز الرحيم. Okay, so the explanation is العزيز الغفور العزيز الرحيم الغفور الرحيم العزيز الرحيم الغفور الرحيم. It means, what is غفور? What is غفور? Allah forgiving the sins. That's غفور. What is رحيم? Mercy. So Allah is saying, because of my mercy, I forgive sins. Because of my mercy, I forgive sins. I give you mercy. Okay? I give you مغفرة. Because of my mercy, I give you مغفرة. What is مغفرة? Forgiveness. Because of my mercy, I give you forgiveness. So when you say الغفور الرحيم, it is because of my mercy, I give you غفور. I give you غفران. What is غفران? It is forgiveness of the bad deeds. The other name comes with Allah is العزيز الرحيم. العزيز الرحيم. What is so special about العزيز الرحيم? I can take pictures now, Zainab, if you're ready. Always make sure that this thing is up. And then let's take a picture of the second thing. Okay. Now, Al-Aziz al-Rahim. Did we talk about Al-Aziz before? Yes. What does it mean? The one with power, or the Almighty, the one with the most might, the one with most might and most izzah, which means most power, which is, it says that Allah has the ultimate power, has the maximum power, has a power that exceeds all other powers. Okay? Then Allah says al-Rahim. So Allah is using al-Aziz al-Rahim in the Quran. Why Allah is combining al-Rahim with al-Aziz?
He's powerful, but he's also merciful.
Exactly. He's saying he's powerful. So his mercy is not coming from a weakness. You know how weak people all, you know, it's easy for weak people to forgive because there's nothing that they can do. It's like pretty much. But you know, when you become mighty, when you become president, when you become a powerful person, you get corrupt, right? People with power are corrupt. Why? Because they want to keep power to themselves. And then they start playing dirty games. They started playing dirty politics and start hitting under the belt. So, worse than Trump.
No.
You know, I once gave a question in one of the homework to one of the boys in the class. I said, mention three bad people. So he said, the Pharaoh, Hitler, and Trump. Yeah. And then the yeah.
And then for French, one of the questions I had to do for part of my project, what would I do if I was president? And I would give all the poor Donald Trump's money.
That's right. That's exactly what he deserves. Okay. So Allah's saying my mercy is coming out of power. Power corrupts people. They say they always have to say, power corrupts, absolute power corrupts, absolutely, and absolutely absolute power corrupts. You understand that? It says, absolutely, absolute power corrupts. And absolute power corrupts absolutely. So absolutely, powers corrupt, absolute powers corrupt, and absolutely absolute powers corrupt. Which means anyway, both ways, power corrupts. Why? You want become dirty. You become mean. Okay? You become mean. You become selfish. And all you think about how to hold power to yourself, how to stay in power. Okay? This is why power corrupts people. So weak people are easy to forgive. Powerful people are corrupt and mean. Allah is saying, I am Al-Aziz Al-Rahim. So Al-Aziz Al-Rahim means my rahmah, my mercy is coming out of power. If I want a punishment, it's like that. But because of my power did not corrupt my mercy. My power did not corrupt my mercy. That's why Allah all described Himself as Al-Aziz al-Rahim. Most kings. Okay, so having said that, I want you guys to think with me, what is the difference, or what are the differences between the name Rahman and Rahim? We said one of them already, if you recall. Yes? Takbir, mashallah, perfect. Mashallah. We already said one that the Rahim is the nature of Allah, and Al-Rahman is a nature, and the Rahim is an action. So that's one. How about the second one? Al-Rahman envelops all the creation of Allah. It includes all the creation of Allah. No creation is deprived from Al-Rahman. How about the bad guys? They benefit from Al-Rahman. How about Hitler? He benefited from Al-Rahman. How about enemies of Allah? They benefit from Al-Rahman. Even the guardian angel. Allah gave the Pharaoh guardian angels. Allah gave Hitler guardian angels. Why? Because otherwise the shayateen and jinn and devils will assassinate them, will destroy their physical existence. Jinn has so much power that they can destroy our physical existence. If Allah did not provide us with guarding angels. Yes.
How many angels do you have?
Total?
Yes.
Oh, plenty of them.
Like one
angel. Oh, yeah. There are related to us, there is quite a bit. You know, that needs me to sit down and start counting them. Okay? So, Allah, how about food and water? This is the mercy of Allah. Do the bad guys get food and water? You guys in this class?
No.
Okay. So, what was I talking about? Okay. So, inshallah, next time we'll finish this subject.